Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right. Let's do the NFL version of Can We Say That? Let's go over in the AFC. Can we say that the Denver Broncos will be a problem? Right now, they're currently sitting in the final slot for the playoffs, but this team just keeps winning.
No. If I'm going to say someone's a problem, it'd be the Chargers. I still think rookie quarterback playoff game, bad recipe. I'll say no.
I'm going to say yes. That offense is moving down the field. They're scoring. As of right now, on November 25th, yes, I'm going to say yes.
Guys, can we say that Saquon Barkley should win the MVP?
That is a great question. Today, I don't have a problem with it. Sure. He's going to need another big-time performance on a national stage. But, I mean, Goff is done in the MVP race. Lamar doesn't deserve it. Pat Mahomes is out.
Right. I mean, he already has the that signature reverse hurdle that got added to the video game.
Well, that settles it. He's in. No, I think it's Josh Allen or Saquon. And I don't have a big fight, so I'll say yes.
It is a two-man race now. Everyone else is out of it. I'm so sick of the quarterbacks getting it. So, yes, I'm going to say he should be the MVP.
Okay. Can we say that C.J. Stroud is regressing?
Yes. I think you're seeing, obviously, the offensive line is degraded. It's not as good as it was. He's dealt with Nico's injury. Now he's back. I think any quarterback, when you can't protect them, is going to look that way, especially when they're not a runner. CJ's capable of running. He's not a runner. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I think we know the root cause. That O-line has been ass. But I'll say yes to answer your question.
I'm so glad you said that, because it's not him per se, but when you cannot be protected, you're always going to be looking around you for the next set, and that's what's happening. And he's maybe throwing the ball a little too early or not where it needs to be at the right time. And, yeah, he's regressing.
After watching this weekend, can we say that maybe we overhyped Jordan Love a little bit?
Guilty, right here. And I'll deal with the punishment. Yes, I thought he would take another step forward. Clearly, getting hurt with a knee injury on opening night didn't help. Follow that up with a groin injury. But he hasn't been good enough, period. So, yes, guilty.
See, I never hyped him because I always say the second year is the year I need to see more from you because they have tape on you, which is why I think it's different from Stroud, what we talked about, because it's the protection. But this one, he has the protection. He has what he needs, and he's just not. So, yeah, they're overhyped.
I already know where he's going to go with this, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Can we say that the 49ers should just look forward to the draft rather than trying to make it into the playoffs?
I would say no, because the NFC West is so bad that you can get healthy enough and you can make a run still. You could win that division and still make a run if you get healthy enough. I think it can still happen. So, no.
He already knows what I'm going to say. I'm not even going to answer this. I'm good.
They should go for the draft.
Yeah. You're washed. It's over.
I don't think they wash. They got so many injuries that now I would try to go for a top 10 pick, get the best defensive or the second best defensive player, and wait for all your injured players to come back next season.
Now you need to draft an offensive lineman.
Okay. That too.
Your little friend needs all the help he can get. You know, you got to have a minimum 7 all pros around Purdy for him to be decent. Go ahead.
Can we say that maybe we gave up on Bryce Young too soon?
Interesting question, because he's showing signs of life. Canales helped Baker Mayfield in Tampa. He's helping Bryce Young now. My problem still is this. I don't know where the arm strength has gone. Even when he's completing some of these balls, fellas, they're moon balls. They're floaters. There's just, he's not driving the football.
Because I wonder if he's got some type of a shoulder injury in the off season.
That's all.
Kyler can throw this.
Yeah, but Kyler has a nuclear arm compared to Bryce. Look, bottom line, I'm going to say, no, we didn't panic too early. Because I still don't think he's good.
I mean, it is a great sign that he had a game without an interception. That is huge for him and his growth. But no, there was no panic too early. He was what he was. Bad.
Yeah. Now, I know it's over the weekend, but David, for you, can we say that snow was not the reason the Steelers lost?
No, it was not the reason. George Pickens needs to shut up, okay? That's all he needs to do. Play football. Stop worrying about everything else. You play in an outdoor stadium. You're supposed to be used and ready to this weather. You're not used to it, then we should trade you then.
Pickens is an idiot. That's it. That's all I got. That's David's problem. What is it with Steelers and psychopath receivers?
I have no idea.
You got a real problem on your hands.
It's the water in the three rivers, I guess. Mike, can we say that Malik Nabers wasn't wrong in his post-game interview of, hey, you don't throw me the ball to the end of the game, there's nothing I can do for you. And that he wasn't wrong, but it kind of seemed like he was throwing his team under the bus.
It's like I just said with Pickens. Why do receivers have to be such pains in the asses? I mean, buddy, no offense. You've been here for 10 minutes. You got vets on that team like Dexter Lawrence that have suffered for years. But, yeah, it's fine. But could we do one thing, please? Could we take the sunglasses off in the locker room? Please. I don't know what it is about grown men wearing sunglasses indoors. Same thing with Deion. It drives me out of my mind. You're at a press conference. You're doing an interview. Take sunglasses off, okay? You're not Pharrell Williams. You're not The Weeknd. Take your sunglasses off.
We've done some investigating. We also believe that it may have been Trident gum. Trident gum that he was chewing.
Trident. Not Fruit Stripe.
No.
Trying to get that flavor back?
Yeah.
That leaves after 5 seconds. Okay.
What a marketing bit, huh? Fruit Stripe, like, oh, a delicious piece of gum, dead. Let's pop another one, dead.
Before this commercial is over, it will have lost its flavor.
That zebra's a con artist.
He really is.
He's a liar.
But yeah, first two chews are the best ones ever, and then we're done. Can we say that despite being on the outside looking in, that Miami will make the playoffs this year?
It's a great question. Yeah, you probably say it. They're healthy. I'm fascinated to see what they do at Lambeau this week. But yeah, it feels like they're put together, and outside of the Chargers and the Broncos, yeah. I'll go with it.
Yeah. Houston's struggling. They got San Francisco Jets. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. They have a pathway. They'll make the playoffs.
And finally, guys, we all know the Lions are the best team in football. But can we say that Philadelphia is the second best team, not only in the NFC, but in the NFL.
Not ready to go there. I'll still go Buffalo. I'll say no.
Yeah, I'll also go Buffalo. I can't. Not yet with Philadelphia.
Not sold on Philadelphia?
Not yet. Not to be the second best team in the NFC. They were really good. Best team of the East, but no, can't say yet.
Okay. All right. That's your NFL version of Can We Say That? 97.1.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get some ticket text. Just a reminder, Will Birchfield cannot be trusted. He is a complete con artist, and he has convinced this entire building to bet UConn laying 8.5. They're going to lose this game outright. Will Birchfield, bad person. David, ticket text.
I'm very bullish on the Lions. However, these injuries have me scared. I'm not sure how many more we can withstand. That is Aaron in Marine City.
It's not about the number. It's about who. It's just There's going to be three or four guys per team you can't lose. Anything else, you can survive. But no, if you lost, I'm not going to say it, your season's over. Or if you lost to Sewell, you'd be highly compromised. But look, man, Terry Arnold misses a game. You deal with Vildor. You work your way around it. You need to be healthy at the right time of year. You got to play good ball the right time of year. The Super Bowl, ask Rico. He's had a fourth quarter lead in two Super Bowls. That'll work out. Sorry. The point is...
You're not sorry.
Not really. The point is, I'm not going to sit here in fear of injuries. I'm not going to sit here like you just got to play. That's it.
I took Mike's advice and shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's and a road win worth every penny I spent this weekend, Don in Livonia.
And still cheaper than trying to go to a game at Ford Field. Period.
I didn't think you can get into St. Elmo's at the
last
second.
Well, maybe Don's a shooter. I don't know who Don is. I don't even know if that's his real name. His name might be Pedro. Just because you put a ticket text on there, you could sign a ticket text, David's mom. It's not his mom.
Wait, people lie on the internet and stuff like
that? Okay, the point I'm making is maybe Don's a hitter.
From Hunter in Ortonville. Hey, guys. Didn't text in to talk about the Lions. Just wanted to wish you all a happy.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you.
The appearance by the legend Ed in Ann Arbor earlier today was truly a treat for the holiday week.
Mike said it. They are winning the Super Bowl. I am refinancing my house and putting it all on the Lions. The wife won't be happy, but I'm a winner. Thanks. That is from Mike. Dan in Milford or whatever his name is. He's giving me two different names.
Well,
whatever.
Just remember, we said, hypothetically speaking, we don't endorse you going out there and spending your entire week's salary or your house, or anything like that. Just saying.
Or, just like this texter just did, you just convinced me I'm getting a second mortgage.
No.
Book the tickets to Vegas for tomorrow to get the bet in.
Also, no.
Oh, my.
None of it.
I do have paycheck-level confidence, Tom says. I won't let Vegas hold my money that long, but I'm confident they'll win it.
And that's what I mean.
Yes.
Are you that confident that you would be willing to bet an entire paycheck?
Yes.
3-1 odds.
I'd rather wait for the week of the game and just take -110. But
correct.
Yes, your point is, yes, confidence-wise. Buddy, I was pot committed in August. They've done nothing to sway me. Now, when Aiden got hurt, I went, all right, I don't know if we can do it now. But they've proven they could survive without him. Now they've added Za'Darius. And I think Aaron Glenn, honestly, this will sound insulting, but it's not. I just think the loss of Aiden forced Aaron Glenn to become an even better defensive coordinator.
He did. No, it's not. It's not just Aaron Glenn, Mike. I think that it throughout the entire defense, guys, we don't have Aiden to rely on to kind of
save us,
be our leader. So how about we go out there and do a little bit extra? If everybody does just a little bit extra, we can overcompensate and we can get this thing done. And it turned into Kirby Joseph basically turning into Spider-Man back there. Nobody's getting anything past him. You got Brian Branch out there killing people. Even when it's legal, they flagging him. I don't know why.
I didn't like that call this weekend.
No, but see, I think that's part of just that reputation. Like, oh, okay, he's becoming that hitter. And the hit looked a little too hard. And right, I wish they can go back and review that and be like, oh, wait, he was still in bounds? Yes, that was a legal hit.
It's wild to me that we played our C game at best and started a wet horse at corner and still won easily on the road. This is wild that we're living in. Drew from Clarkston.
Wild is seeing that number on a short week, 3 days rest, divisional opponent, 11.5. I think it'll probably be 13 by the time you kick off.
Wesley and Howell says, I'm absolutely jealous of the Lions and wish my Bengals had a GM like Brad Holmes. And actually, made good, smart moves. Super Bowl champion Lions on the way. I'm out on golf. Colts are an okay team, and he was just okay. This team wants to be a serious Super Bowl contender, move on from golf, and go with Hooker. He is the future.
What? Wait. That's not real. Is it?
That's a real text.
No, it's not. It's fake. Just I'm not dignifying that with a response. Just move on.
I didn't realize they were still.
They're not. It's fake. It's not real. No. The answer is no.
You're teaching me something. So ticket text and the internet, fake things are on there?
Yes. Yes, Rick. Also, the tooth fairy's not real.
I got to go.
I know. It's a tough day. Go ahead, David.
Come on, Mike, Rico. Chill out. We've played three of the softest teams in the league the last 3 weeks. Let's recap when they play some stronger team.
So Houston's a soft team.
That's what he says.
On the road.
That's what he says.
Colts are a soft team on the road.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep. What is even amazing is since the 11th or the 13th of November in 2022 at Chicago, the Lions are 16-4 in their last 20 road games. Such a change. I remember when they couldn't win one game on the road. That is Scott from Detroit.
Yeah, the only thing that would change my opinion of this team is if they lost two of the next three. Or like if you lost to the Packers and Bills back-to-back at home. Yeah, that'd be a real problem. It would take you out of the one seed, and it would make me doubt you a little bit. But they've shown I don't have any reason to do that. And guys, you play who's on the schedule, but you're not the Chargers. Chargers have played, an easy schedule where the teams are 25 games under 500. Every week you go out, well, you didn't play anyone. Did you blow them out? The Lions are pacing to have one of the great winning scoring margins in the modern history of the NFL. What do you want me to do? Downplay that? I'm not going to do it. Because the league is what the Chiefs did in Carolina. Escape. That's the league. You're not operating. Those rules don't apply to you. The two escapes you had, you were on the road against playoff teams. You beat them both. And you took the game. It wasn't handed to you.
And even though, the Houston game, it was not even a league game. Like, you literally said, this is too easy. How about we turn the ball over a bunch and then come back? Because this isn't challenging enough.
Did you eat your vegetables? That is signed David's mom.
Okay, that's...
Another one says, the 49ers blow, signed David's mom.
David's mom, very popular on the ticket text.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Sincerely, David's mom. These texters, man.
I had said, just because someone writes something, like you were like, I didn't think you're getting the same elbows. I'm like, well, maybe Don's not his name. I'm like, maybe it was Roger Penske. I don't know who Don and Livonia is. He got into St. Elmo's. I said they could say they're David's mom on the ticket text.
Oh, okay. Like, why is Mrs. Hull taking strays right now? She's a lovely woman.
Taking strays? She's dropping knowledge.
Okay.
Well, she did say the 49ers blow. That is true. That is fact.
Hey, I can't fight you, David.
Matt and Wixom says, I will take Mike's Groupon. Going forward on fourth was his hyper-aggressive coaching style, which we all have loved. And we have a kicker that we all actually like. I will trust his judgment going forward.
Yeah, I've just let go of it. There's just no purpose to fighting it. Because A, it works a ton, and B, when it doesn't work, you can't cry about it. You just can't. Also, Will Birchfield is the devil. Just wanted to throw that out there. Will Birchfield's a bad human being. For him to suggest this play and for this team to be down 12, I tell you, I don't want to see Birchie in this office until Christmas. Go home. Go home. That's a disgrace.
That's rough.
That's a disgrace for Will Birchfield. He said, in fact, he wanted an alt line of 14.5 on this game. I go, Will, come
on. Are you serious?
Yeah. Why don't you go talk to him? I'm going to handle some business. I think you should go talk to him. And by talk to him, I mean tell him to leave the building. All right, so let me ask a question. We'll get back to the Lions here in like 5 minutes. We've done all Lions all day, if I may. should Indiana make the playoffs? By the way, Rico and I just had this conversation off the air, so can I share it on?
Yeah.
Why do coaches still refuse math? Memphis, it's Maui Invitational. Okay, I know this is early, and I don't even care about college hoops this early in the year, but it's been a thing in the office. Birchie Kidd is a huge UConn guy. You're up three. You got about 10 seconds left in the game, and I understand a lot of people go, well, it's too early to foul. Is it, with the way that young people have grown up on Steph Curry, I feel like every scrub-a-dub right. can fire a 30-footer contested, you know, sitting on a beanbag.
Right.
Like, I'm not letting that shot go up. Right. I'm fouling.
Because when number 10 drove to the lane, there's my foul. Make sure the ball does not leave his hands.
That's
and
it.
You get two shots. I'm going to tell the ref. I'm going to foul him. So yes. Make sure you blow the whistle.
Like, I'm not allowing that. So, Sorry. I just, again, it coaches, is. Math.
Because
why?
Because if we just play good defense, we'll still win the game. It's like, you're up three. Well, what? And then David, I've had this conversation. What if they make it and then miss the second one on purpose and then they get the rebound and then we foul them on the rebound? Like, what you're asking for is the equivalent of not getting one but two onside kicks back to back. Can it happen? Yes. Is it probable? No.
It's just math. Now, again, I know what you're going to say. Well, Memphis isn't a great free throw shooting team, et cetera, et cetera. I have such an issue when we allow moon balls to go up.
Bro, I told you, between five to eight seconds left,
yeah,
foul. And if the right person touches it and he's like a 30% free throw shooter, immediately.
My real question was this, and then we'll do Lions at five again. I got into a war with Cookies on the pod. I don't think Indiana should be in this playoff. I wanted your guys' take. I'm going to back away from this. You and David and Kenny, should Indiana be in?
I'm going to say yes. Indiana should be in. They played their schedule. If other teams would have won games and made it in, you could say, okay, well, they are fraudulent. Okay, the playoffs will expose the fact that you are fraudulent, but they did win their games, and you're like, oh, well, look at these other teams, and if they would have played this schedule, the one argument that I had this conversation with Cookies, and he brought up a point, and I'm like, I can't fight that. When all of these other teams, like the Alabamas, play bad teams, they lost. When Indiana played bad teams, they beat the bad teams.
Yeah, but who were the bad to see this? Okay. God, Cookies' argument is so pathetic. Oh, yeah, you played a bad team like Auburn, who's got like 44 star players, who's talented, who just beat A&M.
And I guess
SEC mid and bad dominate the Big Ten. The Big Ten's average is a football game like Rutgers in Illinois. That's not the same planet as what you face in the SEC. Bearded Wonder, want to step up and defend your conference? Your credibility's on the line.
Every time I've tried to bring this up, people have laughed at me because we're in Big Ten country. People go, oh, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're the same thing. No, they're not, man. What are we talking about here? You're exactly right when you say the SEC's mid and bad the Big Ten can't hold a candle to that.
That's my whole point. Like Cookie's big thing was, oh, Ole Miss isn't any good. Really? So you beat Georgia, you played who? Oh, well, they lost too, and you fill in the blank, and it's like, yeah, they went to the swamp. Florida's good now.
Go ahead, put Florida in the Big Ten. Ready? Who can't Florida beat in the Big Ten? Well, they can't beat Oregon and they can't beat Ohio State. Guess what? I'd pick them to beat everybody else in the Big Ten right now. The Big Ten is poop.
Mike, the only problem is, until we play those games like the Big Ten SEC crossover games and we get a gauge, I can only base it on the records.
Yeah, but the problem I have is Indiana had the 106th ranked strength of schedule. You had essentially 11 bye weeks. Do you know how hard it is to play in the SEC? Back to back to back, and you're like, oh, we're hosting Ole Miss. We're in Death Valley on a Saturday night. Now we're over at Kyle Field, and your break is Jordan-Hare Stadium against Auburn.
Right.
But we don't have that here.
No, Mike, but here's the thing, and I know, I think I know what you're going to say. Hear me out. It wasn't Indiana's fault that Michigan was no good this year. It wasn't Indiana's fault that Michigan State was no good this year.
No, but it is Indiana's fault that Ryan Day put a baby in him. That was a joke of a game. They didn't have 100 yards of total offense until the four-minute mark of the fourth quarter. That was your one game, your one dance recital, and you bleeped yourself wearing white pants. I can't do it. They, you know what Indiana was? They were James Houston's pants on Saturday. I can't do it. You have one game. How can, right here, right now, neutral field, who wins? Ole Miss or Indiana? It's not even close. That's a 14-point game.
Can I answer the question?
I'm sorry. I get so revved up because I'm like Kenny. I get so angry. All these people dangling off of a cow's udder. Oh, the Big Ten, right, the Big Ten. The Big Ten's not good.
But it gets to a point where, okay, if that's the case, then just put 12 teams from the SEC in the championship game.
Yes.
Because it's like you can't just genuflect and say it doesn't count that you lost because you're in the SEC. You have to win these games.
No, what really needs to happen is you take the six best teams from the SEC and a couple good ones from the Big Ten. You go form your own league. Get out. Leave the rest of us alone.
This was the schedule before last week, obviously, was UMass for Georgia, so nothing crazy. But before that, it was Florida, followed by going to Ole Miss, followed by hosting Tennessee. I mean, these are really, really quality teams, right? Back to back.
Meanwhile, Cookies wants you to believe that number four Penn State is good. Cutscene. Minnesota? Put Minnesota on a field with any of the teams Kenny just mentioned. They'd launch Fleck out of a cannon. My problem is the top of the Big Ten, whether it was Michigan the last 3 years or this year with Oregon, Ohio, it's a two-team conference here. People want to dog out Alabama. Fine. Pull up Bama's schedule. Look at these losses. Like, we mock Oklahoma and Auburn like they're absolute trash. Put them on a field against Rutgers in Illinois. What's it look like?
No, I think for Alabama, it's to Vandy. Like, really? You lost to Vandy? That's your smart school in the conference. That's the one that's going to hurt them. Because in people's minds, that's like losing to Northwestern.
But what's the equivalent of a road trip to Norman in the Big Ten? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are these? Like, when you look at Iowa, when you look at Wisconsin.
I was going to say probably Iowa.
But they're no good. They're bad. See, this is where Cookies doesn't want to hear it because, again, and he was Clint Eastwood this morning on the podcast. The games have to matter. I go, Jim, do you actually watch these games or just yell about them? Turn on your Big Ten game with what you consider mediocrity and then turn on the SEC. There's one or two bad teams in the SEC. Like Mississippi State is regrettable, okay? I would say Kentucky is bad. Who else is bad? You drop South Carolina in the Big Ten, they win 10 games.
Are you discounting the Big Ten a little bit? Just 10 games?
I watch the games. We do not have the quality of athlete. We don't have the depth of athlete. We do not have the depth of teams. The Big Ten middle class is poverty. Now, top of the pops with Oregon and Ohio State, I can't argue that. Penn State is a fraud. Here's what Penn State does. Play one or two big games a year, invariably get smoked in both of them, then get fat and happy on crap. You can't do that in the SEC. Think about the scheduling. Whoa, Indiana played the 109th rate schedule. How could you ever have a schedule like that in the SEC? You wouldn't. Too much quality. Right. Then Cookie's argument is, well, the SEC, they should play a ninth game. They'd all lose to each other. And I'm like, well, you've just undone your whole argument. If by adding an extra conference game you're baking in losses, you're telling me the SEC's really tough, which just, zippity-doo, undoes your last 10 minutes of yelling. Indiana shouldn't be in.
No.
You didn't play anybody. You know who Indiana is? They're like one of those goofball teams in March Madness.
See, I think Indiana would have, if Michigan was good, I think we would have had, okay, you played two good teams.
Totally.
But they didn't. That's why.
Look at the non-conference if who they play.
If they purposely went out and just scheduled all bad teams, I'm with you. But if you schedule these teams and they happen to be bad, I can't fault you for that.
I know.
The non-conference, absolutely. You chose that path.
FIU and Charlotte and boobity-boo. I just, again, on the week-to-week in the Big Ten, who's Indiana's best win? It's Michigan. Hmm. Think that over.
No, I would even say it's losing to Ohio State.
There you go. And when your best win's a loss, I can't put you in.
Because that game, it's funny. I saw that game before, Mike, this year. It's when Indiana came to MSU. MSU scored 10 points and then said, good night, we're leaving.
Sorry. I needed 5-minute discussion on that out of a 4-hour show. We can get back to the Lions because they are the big story of the day.
Yeah, but, yeah. I was actually going to listen to that later because Cookie said that you guys got into it.
He was out of his mind. I don't know what was going on. Maybe his wife's got him on some of those supplements something. Yeah, he was all bricked up. He was like Shannon Sharp entering the studio today. Okay. I'm like, what is your problem? He was screaming about the Big Ten, and I'm like, bro, you went to a safety school. You didn't even go to a Big Ten school. What is this pride you're showing here?
We had this conversation pre-Lions pregame show.
And so he's been horned up about this for 24 hours.
He was like, well, India, because I was like, well, you know, Indiana's, the best thing that happened to Indiana was that Alabama and a lot of teams lost because they still get in. But I said, they're not going to be playing at home.
If Indiana played in the SEC and played an average schedule, they'd be a 6-6 team. Argue it.
I can't because.
Okay, so then that's where I need Jim to just stop.
No, because Mike, and I know what you're going to say, but yeah, this is true. If you flipped the schedules and you gave MSU that Indiana schedule,
we'd have 7 or 8 wins now.
They'd be a ranked team.
Right. So it's like, I'm not. Look.
So I understand what you're saying.
It's just hard for me to reward that and much less get yelled at about it, but I wanted your guys' take. That's all. Look, I know they'll get in. But that's not the conversation I wanted to have.
I think they'll get in. I think they lost the right to play any game in Bloomington. You're going on the road. And, you know, cross your fingers, but you will probably be that bad game, just like I think the Group of Five team will be that bad game.
Yeah, because Boise's not good. Nice survival out in Laradice. Come on. But, hey, this is what y'all wanted. God bless. You enjoy it.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it is fun, Mike, to see that right here, right now. I don't know who's in. I like this.
God bless. Lions talk resumes momentarily. If you have thoughts on that, please feel free. But we will continue to bring the Lions into the forefront. 97.1.